Residents and Member of Parliament's Kelly Block's riding of Saskatoon Rosetown Bigger were surprised in mid-October when they found a flyer in their mailboxes celebrating the end to unfair benefits for refugee claimants. The flyer states, quote, "They've had free prescriptions, not anymore," end quote. The mail-out was from MP Kelly Block's office, and it had her constituents, along with defenders of healthcare for refugees, upset. Dr. Mahil Brindamore, a pediatrics resident in Block's riding, said, quote, "It's biased and misleading. It's trying to pit Canadians against this vulnerable group," end quote. Block, for her part, has since said that the mail-out wasn't meant to be divisive. The mail-out refers to cuts to healthcare services for refugees that were implemented on July 1st of this year, despite opposition from over 17 health associations across the country, including the College of Family Physicians and the Canadian Medical Association. A rally on October 20th to oppose Block's mail-out attracted over 400 people in Saskatoon. On October 22nd, Dr. Mahil Brindamore took her fight to Parliament Hill along with students from the University of Ottawa's Medical School. On this week's episode of Health Justice Radio, we take you to Parliament Hill where we hear from Dr. Mahil Brindamore and others who oppose MP Block's mail-out and cuts to refugee healthcare.
Listening to Health Justice Radio Collective on CFMU 93.3.
Thanks for listening to Health Justice Radio. If you're just joining us now, we're taking you to Parliament Hill, where Dr. Mahil Brindamore, a pediatrics resident from Saskatoon, speaks to an audience of protesters about an inflammatory flyer she received in the mail only weeks before from Member of Parliament Kelly Block. Here she is.
Thank you so much for being here today. I have a little story to tell you. I received a phone call a few days ago in my house. Someone really mad was asking me why I thought that refugees should receive healthcare benefits that she, as a senior having lived all her life in Canada, did not get. I said that she should get them too, that everybody should get it, and that she was right to be mad that she wasn't receiving the healthcare that she deserved. But then she got angrier, and she told me that I should go back to my own country. 10 days ago, the Conservative MP Kelly Block has sent to her constituents an inflammatory flyer describing the cut to the interim federal health program that has been put into place last June. This phone call that I received is exactly the reaction that conservatives were hoping for in sending this to people. No one was asking for these cuts. No one was complaining. This is how they wanted people to react. They are intentionally sowing division for their own political gain. This offensive flyer fosters intolerance by pitting Canadians against each other and against one of the world's most vulnerable populations. We are here today to publicly state that we disagree with Kelly Block, but this is not exactly about her. It's about a government that chooses to take away healthcare from those most in need rather than considering providing for everyone. We are also standing here today to protest against the cuts to the interim federal health program, demanding that the changes made last June be completely retracted. We are standing today in solidarity with refugees, whichever category they fall into. Refugees deserve our compassion and our acceptance.
Hear, hear!
To be welcomed, supported, and treated with dignity. The government has stated publicly that it cuts aim to accomplish three goals: improve fairness in the system, reduce cuts, and protect public health. These cuts will absolutely not accomplish these goals. First, we also believe, and this is in line with what the government has been saying, that the Canadian healthcare system, following the principles of Medicare, should be guided by fairness. What than denying access to healthcare for one of the world's most vulnerable populations. Prior to the cuts, they did not receive more than what any low-income Canadian would. After the cuts, they are only receiving much less. Second, cutting preventative and primary health care for vulnerable populations increases costs. It increases emergency room visits for conditions that could have been either prevented or diagnosed earlier. It leads to unnecessary invasive tests and lengthy hospitalizations and more weight on our system. Third, we believe that the risk to public safety will actually be greater because most patients only pose a threat to public health when they are not engaged in healthcare. It simply hurts me deeply to think that I've gone through medical school where I was taught great notions of ethics and empathy, where I was introduced to social justice by role models, and trained to provide the best quality care that could be possible, only to end up possibly denying care to people that need it. People that have come to Canada through hardship and come here to feel safe, and people that trust in me by allowing me to care for their children. Canada has a long and proud history of providing refuge to men, women, and children from around the world who are fleeing war, famine, violence, torture, and political persecution. Part of that refuge includes providing individuals with basic healthcare services. Part of that refuge includes living in harmony and standing up for each other. Providing healthcare to refugees is not only the privilege and the compassionate act of a rich nation, it's also sound public health and economic policy. I really would like to thank you for being here today. Your passion sends a strong message to Kelly Block and the Harper government that we don't want politics to divide us. But most importantly, your compassion sends a message to the displaced people who have come to Canada in search of a new home, that they will not be turned away once again. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, that was Saskatoon pediatrics resident Dr. Mihil Brindamore, who lives in Member of Parliament Kelly Block's riding and received the flyer in question. Dr. Brindamore highlighted for the crowd that the purpose of the flyer sent by Member of Parliament Kelly Block's office was to divide Canadians, to pit low-income Canadians against equally vulnerable refugees. Let's review the facts. Prior to the cuts to refugee healthcare, refugees did receive coverage for prescription medications and some limited vision and dental care. This, however, is actually equal to what any low-income Canadian on social assistance would receive, and is not, as Jason Kenney would have you believe, a gold-plated healthcare card. Next on the show, we're going to take you back to Parliament Hill, back to that protest on October 22nd, where Dr. Doug Gruner, a family physician from Ottawa, speaks to the crowd. Here he is.
Message from the Conservative Party of Canada. The message is loud and clear. Refugees are not welcome to Canada. And if you are a refugee, our Conservative government will ensure that you cannot access our healthcare system. So not only is this xenophobic and racist, it also concerns me as a healthcare professional, a physician on the front lines of healthcare for almost 20 years. What concerns me is that this Conservative government is attacking our healthcare system. The Canadian universal healthcare system is under attack. First, they target refugees, those that don't have a voice, those that cannot fight back. And unless other Canadians stand up and fight back on their behalf, this Conservative government will move on to their next target, probably the people on social assistance, the working poor. Until we've got American-style healthcare, where you pay. You pay for your medications, you pay for your blood tests, your x-rays, and you pay to see the doctor. Boo! And if you don't have the money, well, too bad for you. That's the ideology of this government. And I want to make one thing very clear. We're not a bunch of bleeding heart doctors and medical students concerned about the welfare of our refugee patients. We are the Canadian Medical Association, which represents every physician in this country. We are the Canadian Nurses Association, which represents every nurse in this country. We are the Canadian Dental Association, the Canadian Pharmacists Association. We are 19 other healthcare organizations across this country who have written letters as their organizations to ask Jason Kenney to rescind the cuts. So, I ask you, is it possible that the entire healthcare community in Canada is wrong on this issue?
No.
And a bunch of politicians that spew out xenophobic propaganda and slogans on posters have got it right?
No.
I don't think so. Thank you.
That was Dr. Doug Gruner, a family physician from Ottawa, Ontario. He was speaking to a crowd of protesters on Parliament Hill on October 22nd who'd gathered to protest cuts to refugee healthcare. In his speech, Dr. Gruner suggested that cuts to refugee healthcare are actually an affront to our universal Medicare system. Next up, we're going to take you back to Parliament Hill, where we'll hear from Denise Curie. She's a public health consultant from Saskatoon, and she also has a few words to say about that flyer from MP Kelly's office.
Introduce Denise Curie. She's a public health and policy consultant from Saskatoon, and she's here to speak about Kelly Block's flyer and what that means for Saskatoon.
Hi everybody. I'm so happy to be here to add my voice to yours. Thank you so much for organizing this. I'm at the Global Healthcare Conference and I have been here for a couple of days now, so I couldn't attend the Saskatoon demonstration on this, and there were at least 400 people there from what I hear, which was great, and I feel really proud of the residents of Saskatoon for speaking up against this. Things wrong with this that I can't begin to say them all. I think the point about the cuts to the refugee program being bad healthcare policy and bad public policy have been very well made. I think the moral issue has also been well made, that we can't really stand to have these cuts made to the most vulnerable of our citizens and refugees. The point that I want to address particularly today is that mailing, because I'm a resident of Saskatoon. It's true, I'm not in Kelly Block's riding, but I'm in a neighboring riding. And when you think about it, this, and we know that, it's been pointed out how deliberately divisive this particular mailing is. It's designed to set people against each other. And I was reading in our newspaper today, by remotely, about a letter from somebody who said, I'm very poor and I support this, why should somebody have something we don't? Rather than thinking about, yes, they need more, not less, and that the road to equality is not by taking things away from the most vulnerable, right? But further than that, I think when you think about Kelly Block's riding, which has a lot of poor people in it, and I think what this is it serves as a distraction, because Kelly Block and the Conservatives have not done anything to benefit poor people in this country.
Again, that was public health consultant Denise Curie. She talked about expansion of service rather than cuts. I want to move on quickly to hear Dr. Mark Tindall. He's an infectious disease specialist and head of that department at the Ottawa Hospital. Here he is.
What's very encouraging is that we have not allowed this to die. So I've been at two rallies at Parliament Hill. I've testified in front of a committee and I've done two press conferences here. And we're continuing to hold on to the message that really hasn't changed from day one, that this is a very misguided policy that will not save money and will endanger public health.
Hear, hear!
Yeah. I think the Conservative government apparently has underestimated us, because we're not going to give up protesting against this. And to rub salt in our wounds with this kind of ridiculous and trivial things that Kelly Block has put out to her constituents is not only very offensive to us, but really shows a complete lack of understanding and how she can use this for her own political ends, when probably she's never even met a refugee, and this isn't even an issue in her whole constituency. So it's just this crass politics that has really re-energized us all. And we still have this very same issues with the policy to begin with, but now we're actually quite angry about it. So we have more of us than there are politicians in the Conservative Party, and we're on the right side of this argument, and we're not going to give up. So we're going to continue this until the cuts are turned back. Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Mark Tyndall, head of infectious disease at Ottawa Hospital. We're going to move now to listen to Rebecca Warmington and Dolly Lynn. They're both medical students at the University of Ottawa. Here they are.
Dolly. We are second-year medical students from the University of Ottawa. We are here today to protest the Conservative government's dishonesty about the refugee health cuts. MP Kelly Block's mail-out is the latest example.
We are speaking today as future doctors and concerned Canadian citizens. In June, we were extremely discouraged to discover that our government does not support what we learn in medical school to be evidence-based, best practice, cost-effective, ethical healthcare.
And then, throughout the summer, I was extremely frustrated to see the government choose ideology over the advice of over 21 health professional organizations. We witnessed how this translated into confusion and delayed care in the clinics where we are learning how to be doctors.
Now we are angry by the Conservatives' aggressive spread of false information about the fairness of refugee health cuts. It is bad enough to spend tax money on propaganda, but these flyers blatantly mislead Canadians. Prior to the cuts, low-income refugees received health benefits low-income Canadians normally receive. Now they receive much, much less. And this is the Conservative government's definition of fairness. Shame!
We are demanding that the government spends tax dollars in a way that reflects Canadian values. Why are we not recording the excess emergency room spending occurred by delayed care for the refugees as a result of IFH cuts? Why are we retracting less than $20 million a year from the intern federal health when we are spending over $80 million a year on Conservative politicians' advertisements?
We are here to send a strong message to Kelly Block and her fellow Conservative MPs that their actions do not reflect our values. I would like to introduce our classmates united today in solidarity with refugees and refugee claimants in Canada for a song, Thank You, MP Kelly, adapted from Addy Sarah's song, Thank You, Jason Kelly. Give us 2 minutes to get organized.
Thank you, MP Kelly, oh, we need not count the ways. Since you started a mean mail out just to heap yourself with praise. Let's tell those refugees they'll never take us for a ride. They should have packed their insulin when fleeing genocide. When refugees get healthcare, it just makes me so annoyed. I prefer they stay too sickly to be gainfully employed. What right do they have coming here like we're a land of plenty? So thank you, thank you, thank you, MP Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. Thank you, MP Kelly, how I envy refugees. Cause they've got things I haven't got, like tropical disease. It's time to close the clinic. So thank you, thank you, thank you, MP Kelly, save a penny. Who keeps up with ethnic strife and far-off foreign wars? Gotta be those flu shots bringing strangers to our shores. Who cares what they're fleeing from or what they have to bring? To show the proper gratitude, those refugees should sing. Thank you, MP Kelly, they should say on bended knee. We could have turned the boat back or just thrown them in the sea. Don't say that it's mean-spirited, just think of the expense. So thank you, MP Kelly, cause we all know none is too many. You're the one who saved us since December.
Wow, what an awesome song to end with. Thanks to the students at the University of Ottawa's Medical School for organizing that protest. Again, on today's show, we brought you audio clips from speeches made at a protest against cuts to refugee health that took place on October 22nd on Parliament Hill. If you like what you heard or you're interested in the lyrics to that song, you can check out our website at www.healthjusticeradio.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Or check us out next week, same time, same place, 1:30 p.m., CFMU 93.3 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in to Health Justice Radio. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs right now. It's called La Bamba Rebelde by Las Cafeteras, which is a Chicano-Chicana band out of LA. Then you'll hear Sleeping Sickness by City in Color. Here they are.
Arriba y arriba iré, yo no creo en fronteras. because of what haunts me, such as living with the uncertainty that I'll never find the words to say which would completely explain just how I'm breaking down.
This misery.